is entitled Speak. I take the scythe and remove my shadow. It never hurts, only slits my spine, and allows light to spill through, creating horizon. When the process is complete, I come up for air and try to save the boy. I tell him that the tongue is the strongest muscle in the human body and teach him to speak. When he does not respond, I realize that he has no mouth and that I have no patience and that together we are useless. I do not tell him that I claw through payphones for my lost mother, hearing silent apparitions in every departing plane, that the hour is never correct and the words always drift too late. He needs to hear this, but I remain daunted. He is only a boy, and I am only an island, and he does not yet grasp the density of pain, the way a displaced object, thread, feeling, becomes a treacherous comet moving against itself. He only understands loose rope, visiting hours, the way deer chase headlights as if they were stars. In dark I touch his scars, and he peels my mouth, until we are both broken with this disgusting hunger. When he cries, I make no move to comfort him. I let him destroy himself in his name until he is racked with the same immovable sky. When night falls, we reach for sound until it blinds us. Our hands, deflated life vests worn by too many bodies except our own and our mother's, buoyed down stubborn white halls, dreaming of a world beyond the emptied room.